Hello, and welcome to a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I am excited and I am grateful. And you know, I wake up each day, I am excited and grateful because I am alive, I am thankful, and I have the ability to see and breathe. And I have to tell you that I had like 3 days in a row that were just really difficult for me. And when that was going on, I caught myself saying, well, you know, in my mind, hey, I just want enough voice to be able to speak to God's children and say, hi, I love you, and to offer inspiration. And while I was thinking of that, it dawned on me that I was almost borderline, you know, ungrateful, right? Because I was thinking how there are so many people out there with so many more issues than I have. And I really felt almost like I needed to not ask that of God, right? I was like, Lord, if you could just give me just a few minutes of good, strong breath, I could just give them a message and let them know that I love them and that I care and that you love them and that you care. And I can just be encouraging, right? Because I love to not only encourage you, but I get to encourage my family. I share the tapes with my dad and I listen to them when I'm having a hard time too. But as I was thinking of that, I was like, is this really what you need to be, you know, asking God for, right? And it dawned on me, I talk to him throughout my day. Sometimes it's just a thought in my mind or it's something I might write. Other times it's a full-on out prayer. And I pray for people I know and love. I pray for people sometimes that I don't know, but they may send me a note and say, can you pray for me? I pray for them too. And as I was thinking through this, I was like, wow, you know, think about what you're asking God for. Because I'm asking God to do something small, right? And God is so mighty, he can do all these big, magnificent things. And so my thought was, should I be saving what I'm asking for or asking for something bigger? And then my thought was, you need to be praying for people who have it worse. So I have decided that each time I get into that mood and say, Lord, I just need a little bit of breath, or can you please help me with just this little bit of pain? I'm going to say, let's just make it a full prayer. Let me just say, Lord, please help everyone else out there that's going through what I'm going through, or something different, but just as bad, or something different that is worse. I really felt selfish. I was like, why am I sitting here asking for this little bit of help when there's so much more I can ask, right? And so I don't know how you conversate with God, and I don't even know what God's full opinion is on what I just said, right? Because I know he says to come to him with anything. He handles big and small and it all, right? But in my mind, I was feeling a little guilty. And so I thought about that and I thought, you know, there's that scripture that always plays in my mind. You have not because you ask not. God wants us to come to him and he's ready to help. Anytime that we talk to him, speak to him, sing to him, pray to him, God is there. He's listening. He's loving us. He's ready and he's willing. He's saying, come to me. All that are ready and be saved, feel my love, hear my salvation, come closer and be fed through my unwavering hand and my unlimited refreshing water. Have your soul refreshed through me. And so, you know, although I felt a little questionable in my original thought, just thinking of all the ways that it says to come to God, lay your burdens down, you know, it rejuvenated my soul, my spirit. It brought this smile to my heart. And even though at that moment I still did not have my full voice, it made me think about the fact that I had the ability to even write the messages of love that were coming into my heart. And sometimes they just come back to back to back. And I find that if I don't sit down or don't stop what I'm doing and make a mental note or a physical note, I get, you know, two or three thoughts started, and then someone will call me or I'll see something and I'll go, Lord, that was something in spirit that I was supposed to have handled that I didn't do. And so it's a way for me to be more mindful and just stop, because sometimes there's just two or three lines, and I have to remember that sometimes that's all someone wants to hear or needs to hear, is that two or three lines of reassurance. And in my heart, sometimes I go, ooh, that just needs to be added a little bit more, or maybe I need to just clarify it a little bit more so that someone else can get a broader view. And so as I was thinking through all this, I was like, you know what? Just let people know you love them. And so even on the days that I cannot speak clear enough to make a message for you, know that I am still thinking of you. Know that I am still, you know, writing for you, and I am still, you know, putting things together in my heart and my mind so that when my voice is clear, I can give you the words that are being put into my heart and my spirit. So if you're fighting with something today, that's all right. You know, because you'll get through it. If you're fighting with something today that has become a part of your daily life, that's all right, because God is aware. And if you're fighting with something that you don't know how to put down, let go, or breathe through, just stop. Stop, say a prayer, breathe, get quiet, and listen for the wind. When I get quiet enough to listen to the wind, I know that I am about to find my peace. I am about to find my calm. I am about to be able to just speak to God. Because that's when I hear Him most clearly in my spirit, in my soul, and in my heart, is in the moments when I am quietest. And so if you are facing something today, give yourself time to get quiet, to listen for the wind. Find calm in the rain and look for the light in your storm. Because God always leaves a way for us to get through. And sometimes the way that to get through is not something we've tried before or even are knowledgeable about. We just have to have faith and look for the light, because there is always a light at the end of the trouble for us to reach out. So keep asking God for what you need, whether it's a big issue, a small issue. Keep asking and trust that God is listening. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.